Before we get to the news, my wife and I were having this conversation last night, and I'm guessing maybe you have had this conversation as well. 2020 has certainly been a once-in-a-lifetime year. And it is interesting that I think we've all been in a catch-22 in some ways, right? Like, we've explained the situation before already on the sports ticket, where kids that are playing sports and getting deep into the season and vying for a state championship are in a catch-22 when they're not feeling well. Do they stay home and not get tested? Because if they get tested, and then that means quarantine for players, and then all of a sudden your team has to forfeit a playoff game, and then you might have teammates upset with you because you got sick and you got tested. But if you didn't get tested, then your team can still move on. You just might not be able to play. But you have, you know, don't you have responsibility to protect your community? But at the same time, don't you have a responsibility to your team? You know, it's a catch-22, obviously, and it's tough spots for kids like that to be in as to deciding whether I get tested or not, whether or not I play through not feeling very well, whether my biggest loyalty lies with my community to keep my elders safe and other people with pre-existing conditions, or to, you know, win a championship with my brothers who have been, you know, we've been fighting all year long to get to this point. It's a catch-22. Now, some people that hear that may say, well, that's an easy decision. It's not a catch-22. You have to take care of your community. It's not as easy as it may sound because of the family you build as a team. So that's an example of a catch-22. Here's another catch-22, and it's for us adults out there. The catch-22 is this. So before Thanksgiving, what were we being told? Do not travel. Stay home if you can. Keep your gatherings very, very close-knit. Instead of 16 people, maybe have 6 people, so forth and so on. And one of the things that I heard on the national news, and I heard it multiple times, and it kind of made my skin crawl in a weird way, okay? Not in a bad way, but a weird way. And that was, do what you need to do to be safe this Thanksgiving holiday, and stay home if you can, and avoid your family gatherings so that you can assure yourselves of getting together in 2021 for the holidays or whatever you want to do. Now, that sounds very, I don't know if it sounds very good, but it sounds reasonable. You're sacrificing this year's holiday with your loved ones so that you can have future holidays with your loved ones. And if you did ignore that advice and you get together and you have a big Thanksgiving gathering, and then, you know, your aunt or your grandma or your grandpa or somebody, your uncle or somebody gets COVID because you had a bigger gathering, and then they die from COVID or have complications from it, then you're going to feel really awful, right? Okay, that's part of the catch-22. Here's the other part of the catch-22, and this is why my skin felt a little weird, crawling in a weird way, I guess, because of what I heard. The other part of the catch-22 is this, ladies and gentlemen, and I'm sure you've gone through this as well. My wife and I were talking about this last night. My mother-in-law and her husband are in their 70s to mid-70s. My dad is in his 70s. My mom is 70. And after what we've seen here recently with a friend of ours losing his dad suddenly to a heart attack, there is no guarantee that there will be Thanksgiving and Christmas next year where all of us family can get together, because we don't know what's going to happen tomorrow. We don't know if there's going to be a car accident. We don't know if there's going to be a heart attack. We don't know if there's going to be a cancer diagnosis. We don't know if somebody's going to get COVID later on in 2021. So you see the catch-22, ladies and gentlemen. Do you see where I'm going with this? Is that you want to protect people, and that is admirable, and we did. We didn't go anywhere for Thanksgiving. We stayed, and nobody came and visited us. It was just our three boys, my wife and I. That was it. We did that. But now we're going to have another catch-22 less than a month later, and that's Christmas, because we missed Thanksgiving with our families. Now we really want to get together with our families for Christmas, correct? And we don't want to spread something to anybody to make them sick. But at the same time, we say, well, there's no guarantee we're going to see them next week. There's no guarantee we're going to see them next Thanksgiving or next Christmas. I'm guessing many of you are going through the same talking points in your head, or maybe out loud with your family, right? Maybe Thanksgiving you got together in a small form. Maybe you have it a big gathering. Maybe you did what we did and you stayed home and you didn't do anything, and then you missed out on spending time with your family. Ladies and gentlemen, it's a catch-22, and I don't know. I think you're darned if you do and darned if you don't, and you've got to come up with the best decision that's best for your family and best for you, and there is no wrong or right decision per se, because you can do everything right and avoid not having Thanksgiving with your family and not have a Christmas with your family, and then some things can happen suddenly, and you wish that you would have went ahead and just had Thanksgiving and Christmas with your family and took your chances, right? And then when you go, and if you do get together with your family and friends for Thanksgiving or Christmas or even New Year's, then you're going to sit here and worry a little bit probably during the whole time of, oh, goodness gracious, I hope nobody gets sick after this. Anybody else feel that way? Because my wife and I had a really interesting discussion about that, and it's another catch-22. And there's tons of these catch-22s, tons of them when you're dealing with stuff. And then that's the personal thing, and that's your family thing. And then there's the other part of this that I haven't gotten to, and that is where we talk about sports and all these people upset and wanting their kids to play sports. And then they're allowed to play, and then, of course, that's not enough. And so then it's, well, mom and dad got to be there for the games, and so now people are all mad that they can't attend games, which I understand. Don't get me wrong. I understand it. I do. I'm a parent myself. I understand it. But it's like originally it was let the kids play. It wasn't let the kids play and the fans attend. It was let the kids play. Now it's we got to attend. And then where does it go after that? You have two fans that are allowed, and then you say, well, I have a bigger family than two people. That's not fair. So you're going to demand that you get four, then six, and have a full packed house. And all this time, people are worried about what? You're worried about your kid playing sports, which is just a game, right? But it's important. Don't get me wrong. It is. I understand it. And you are wanting to attend because you've put in your dues as a parent. You know, you want to see your kid play in person, which I get. But that's also a selfish thing, which is okay. It's okay to be selfish sometimes. You want to see your kid play in person. There's nothing wrong with that. And lost in all of that is what we really are focusing on. And that is we have to lessen the burden on our healthcare system. We have to lessen the burden on our hospitals. You're going to have to lessen your burden on your healthcare professionals because they're going to get close to burning out, doing all these shifts, and then maybe contracting COVID-19, putting themselves in harm's way. And so everybody gets caught up in, kids got to play. We get caught up in, well, this is a bunch of crud. I can't go to Thanksgiving, and I can't be with my family, and all these things. And it's a catch-22 for us personally, isn't it? It's a catch-22 because we want our kids to play. It's a catch-22. We want to attend and watch our kids play games. It's a catch-22. We want to go to the concert or the event, the extracurricular activity of whatever it might be. We want to attend, but now we got to watch it on live stream. Well, you know, that's the next best thing. We want to go to Thanksgiving, be with our family and friends. We want to go to Christmas. We want to hang out with our friends for once in 2020 and maybe party on New Year's Eve. And all those things are understandable. And then it comes back to the underlying thing that some people don't understand, and that is we only have so many beds in hospitals. We only have so many doctors. We only have so many nurses. And there are cities now that are begging retired physicians or retired nurses to come back and help get through this. So we're all have our selfish needs and wants, right? And you may say, that's not that selfish. I want to be with my family for Thanksgiving and Christmas. And we shouldn't feel guilty about that, right? We shouldn't. And at the same time, we have a responsibility to take care of our community and help those that are on the front lines in the healthcare profession. Thus is our catch-22. I don't have all the answers. In fact, I don't have many answers. I have lots of questions. I do. I think you do too. And, I guess you just pray if you believe in that. You do your best to make the right decisions for you and your family. But I will say when you make these decisions, and I know our family did this as well for Thanksgiving. I'm not saying it's right or wrong. But when you make these decisions and you start getting riled up and mad when your kids don't get to play games, or you get all mad and upset about quarantines and something not consistent about quarantines, and you get up all mad because you can't attend a kid's sporting event or a concert or whatever it may be, and you get up all mad because you feel like, ah, goodness gracious, this is all, these guidelines are ruining my Thanksgiving and my Christmas and so forth and so on, and it's understandable to feel all that. And you get that far, and then you have to really think, why are we sacrificing these things? It really comes back around to trying to protect others, comes back around to helping our healthcare professionals and our frontline workers. And if you don't understand the situation yet, I implore you to talk to somebody that's had COVID I implore you to talk to somebody that's been impacted by COVID, which I think we all been in a roundabout way for sure. But I implore you to talk to a doctor. I implore you to talk to a nurse. I implore you to talk to a healthcare professional. I implore you to talk to a health department employee or whoever it may be that you know in the healthcare profession. It might be a friend of a friend of a friend. I implore you to try to figure out and understand what's going on. Because I think we're all guilty to an extent of, well, you know, it doesn't happen here. I don't have COVID in my family. Everything's good. I don't understand why we can't play ball games and all these quarantines because my kid feels fine. There is the bigger picture. And many of us, including me at times, lose track of that bigger picture. Sports is fun. Sports is are important. Extracurricular activities are important. Holidays are important. Getting together with family and friends is important. And protecting people is important. So how do you make the decision, right? I battle it every day, and I'm guessing you do too.